Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So there's a bit of good news and bad news this week. Yeah. Do you want, which one do you want first?
Always the bad news. Always start with the bad news.
Get the bad news out. Yeah, get that out of the way.
Well, you've probably heard out there that, very sadly, the front man of Cardiacs, the best live band ever, passed away, sadly, weirdly, after we were talking about him in the last episode.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about anybody and the hope we don't, that doesn't happen again.
So that's the bad news. I guess we'll talk a bit more about that later in the programme.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Do you want the good news?
Yeah, please, yes.
I think we were talking in the last time we met about venues closing down.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the venues in Manchester?
Someone's bought them, haven't they?
Yeah. How? So they've been taken over, so they might still live on.
Yeah.
The Deaf Institute and Gorilla.
So. All right.
Yeah, I was amused that Tim Burgess seemed to be getting the credit for...
yes, I noticed that. He's involved in some way.
He's involved in some way, yes.
Maybe he's thrown a load of money at it. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he probably... Know. He probably hasn't had much credit for anything for a long time, though, so fair play to him.
Hey, he saved lockdown, didn't he, with these...
He's been doing these online things, hasn't he?
Have you listened to what? Have you done
records?
No, I haven't. Hated it. I tried with Prefab
Did
Sprout.
You try?
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh.
So what you do is, like, everybody plays the song, the album at the same time, and then people just tweet about the tracks.
Right.
And I was... Right. Just bored stupid. I was like, people were just like, I don't know, this is a good one coming up.
Which,
the album on my own, thanks.
Oh, well, he was just trying to, you know, present some collective energy, presumably.
Yeah, I think the initial idea was good, but last week they did the Menswear album.
Oh, jeez. Right. I should have tuned into that. That would have been a right laugh.
I think there's some kind of barrel scraping going on there.
which Sprout album?
It was Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen, probably the best
classic
one. But yeah, classic.
Love Breaks
oh,
Down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. Sweet September rain.
Yeah. I think it's your problem, Richard.
Everybody seems to enjoy this apart from me. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not joining in.
Yeah.
It was rubbish.
It's your problem.
Richard, have you seen a recent photo of Paddy?
I have, yes.
Wow.
He resembles the sort of God, doesn't he?
Looks like God, yeah. I was just about to say.
does he?
Oh, my gosh.
He's got silver beard and long grey hair now.
Flowing locks.
It's amazing because, like, his voice, it's that one of these things where the same voice comes out of a very different looking character.
Yeah.
Right.
It's odd. It's really odd. When you listen to these albums, they did an album a few years ago, and you're still imagining that young man singing it, and then you see, it's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Boracer fans have that.
Absolutely.
As well,
absolutely.
Yeah,
they do.
Still imagine that. You know,
well,
jet black hair and
and that out of tune, squeaky Morrissey with his nuts in a vice vocal. I'd like to think that you know, my voice has developed somewhat over the years into a soft, velvety croon.
Oh, gorgeous! Yeah,
yes,
beautiful.
Well, in my head, it has at least. Anyway,
improved with age.
Well, there's the preamble.
All right.
So, Welcome to a quick one. As you know, it's all about the music. So shall we get on and sing?
Fantastic.
Let's get on and listen to some music. We've got three top tunes.
Three hot numbers
to mm-hmm. listen to.
Okay.
Yes.
Shall we start with this one? This is, I don't know how to say it. Is it Tybalt?
Tybalt.
Okay. This is Tybalt, Drama. There we go. That was Tybalt.
Tybalt.
Is that right?
Tybalt.
Tybalt. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I
was thinking of, because Tybalt is a character in Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare. Oh. He did that for O-Level.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well done.
That song was Drama by Tybalt.
It's actually Nicole's proper surname.
Okay.
Okay. Nicole Tybalt.
Is she French at all?
No, she's Australian. We have a lot of Aussies on this show, don't we?
Australian.
Right. Yeah. No French in there, then. Because it's a bit of a French name, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you think it had a bit of a French sound as well to it?
Mm. Definitely.
A bit of Stereolab.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I knew it. That didn't take long, did it? But
It made me want to grow my hair and shake it around.
Yeah. I've just had my hair cut.
Especially watching that video.
Yeah. I've just had my hair cut, and I wished it was longer so I could shake along to it.
Well, sorry, I didn't comment. Sorry, I didn't comment on the haircut. Yeah.
It's all right. It's absolutely fine.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, back to the music. Yeah.
So it's a good little riff, that little thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Immediately likable, wasn't it? Like when I first played it, I just really liked that little cascading, sort of electronic sort of riff that was going on in there.
Yeah, it just carries you along, doesn't it? It's got all the right it's got all the nice noises, hasn't it? All the nice
yeah,
sounds.
That's it. I mean, it's that's got, it.
Was there a melodica in there, possibly?
Oh, I like that.
Say,
yes,
I was about to mention the melodica. Yes. Yeah, that worked really well.
Yeah,
I like that, and I also liked the very end of the song. It was almost the same chords, but slightly different. And then there was this like it was like an electronic horn section on the very end
there
of
was.
This.
Yeah,
and I kind of like that. That was it was kind of familiar because it kind of played a similar riff all the way through, and I'm like, oh, that's that's a nice little touch.
I was praying for sort of a slight variation towards the end. I didn't notice that actually, so I'll have to listen again.
Yeah, well,
it was a variation.
I'm just waiting for you to say, well, it could have been better if it was a minute shorter. Is that what you were about to say, Richard?
I was looking at the clock, and I felt it was about about right.
Wait, so
wow!
Under 3 minutes.
About right. Yeah, it did enough, didn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, well, it couldn't have been any longer, I don't think. I think it was...
Oh, God, no. No. Was...
Well, you may remember the band Minimum Chips.
You won't believe it. You will not believe what I'm about to say.
Go on, then.
Going to say something like, that sounded a bit like Minimum Chips, and is it anything to do with anyone that was in Minimum Chips?
Well, yes, indeed it was. well, there you go. That's kind of why it sounded like Minimum Chips, because
that's fair enough.
Nicole was the singer in Minimum Chips. So,
right. Okay, then. Mm. It's all falling into place now, isn't it?
There you go.
What's their vintage? When were they about?
Oh,
Minimum
Chips.
90s.
Yeah. 90s. 90s, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that. Going down well in the 90s, that sort of sound.
They were good. They did a couple of nice, very nice albums. It was in that Stereolab kind of vein, but with that distinctive Australian kind of sound.
Didn't they play together quite a bit? Those sort of bands.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I believe so. I believe that Minimum Chips opened for Stereolab probably every time Stereolab went to Australia. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration, but I do believe that. I do believe that they played shows together a lot.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I think it was one of Minimum Chips. Is the one of them called Julian?
That's right. Yeah,
he taught me how to make curry with Brussels sprouts.
Wow!
Not just Brussels sprouts, but put a Brussels sprout in a curry, and every time I put a Brussels sprout in a curry, I always think about him. I always think about that.
Wow.
Every time you put a Brussels sprout in a curry, does that happen?
It doesn't happen often. No. It doesn't happen often. No. But when I do.
speaking of which, they were talking about it on the telly today. It's official. The Brussels sprout is the least favourite vegetable of the British, apparently.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Well, anyway. If I was a betting man, I probably could have put a fiver on that. But
yes,
I mean,
Do you sell Brussels sprouts in your shop, Stuart?
All the time, yes.
Do you? Oh, right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
On those big stalks that you get?
You know, around Thanksgiving and Christmas, you get them on a big stalk. They look super fancy and... Mm. You cook them and they just sit there in the middle of the table for most of the meal.
No one eats them.
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you put them in a curry and then...
Yes. All right.
They work well. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
Okay. So that was Thibault. I don't know how to say it. But,
Thibault.
Yeah. Is that... I don't know. I haven't done my homework. Is that part of a new release, like an album or...
I believe there is a new album on Chapter Music, Australia's premier indie label.
Yes, a lot of stuff comes out on there, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, some good stuff on that label. Yeah.
Is Chapter Music the one where they get on Home and Away and things like that? It was always amazing watching like Neighbours or Home and Away in the 80s, and then something like the Triffids or the. Chills would suddenly appear. I'm thinking of someone's a different label.
I don't know.
Panel
of judges. Maybe they popped up on Home and Away a few times. I don't
possibly.
Know.
We'll have to find out.
I doubt it, but.
Anyway, if you enjoyed that, then there's more stuff obviously out there for you to check out. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we move on? Another song?
Yes.
This is, we're moving to LA now. This is
Los Angeles.
Illuminati Hotties. It's quite an intriguing song title. It's called "Will I Get Cancelled If I Write a Song Called If You Were a Man, You'd Be So Cancelled." There we go. Was that long enough for you, Richard?
It was about right, I would say. Mm. probably could have done with a little bit more.
Really?
Oh, that's greedy. Right.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't say that very often, does he?
Yeah. Yeah. No, not at all. I would agree. I was very very into the brevity of that song. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. You know, historically, I've always enjoyed a lot of the Riot girlish bands, yeah. And saw a lot of the greats back in the day, Huggy Bear, Bikini Kill, oh, yeah. Bratmobile, all of that. So you know, it's kind of interesting to me, being of the age I am, yeah. That there are still bands that are operating within that genre and still obviously angry. There's still lots to be angry about.
I assume they are young. I think they're
make that assumption.
And it says, described on their Bandcamp page as tender punk pioneer, whatever that means. See,
okay,
yeah.
I mean, they can't be pioneers because people have done it before.
But tender punk is that?
And they thought tender punk's a new thing, perhaps.
Kind of a there you go. New genre. Mm. Tender punk.
Tender punk.
Yeah.
Is that not when you do your ballads, Stu?
Yeah.
Or is a ballad like tender punk, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how to take that.
That was great, though, wasn't it? It's very kind of obviously just they had a thought, an idea. I mean, it's very it's very current, that, isn't it? That whole discussion about being cancelled.
Any of us been cancelled?
I've never
yet?
Been cancelled, as far as I
no. know.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to at some point.
Yeah.
Because I've got quite a big mouth. I might say something that everyone doesn't know what it is with. but it's kind of the in thing, isn't it, at the moment, that people are being cancelled left, right, and centre. So,
it's deceptively simple riffs as well on the, you know, it was kind of quite. Interesting rhythms going on with the guitar and everything.
There was,
I quite like that.
Yeah,
that was good.
I quite it wasn't my kind of thing really, but I quite liked it.
Yeah.
It was the kind of chewy, wasn't it? I felt
chewy.
I felt all the riffs were actually big,
chewy
riffs.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did
yes.
quite enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought. Great interplay between the drums and the guitar riff. They had a very great. I liked the guitar sound.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was a great guitar sound. I thought. Yeah, I don't know anything about that band. I'll have to investigate a little further.
Yeah,
Matty, didn't you say your daughter suggested that band?
Because she does these Spotify things and things pop up on her Spotify playlists. And it's not the kind of thing she would normally listen to. But she, I don't think all of their stuff is quite as direct and shouty as that. Some of it might.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, unless I've got it all wrong. But, you know.
Possibly.
You know. I'm getting on a bit.
Because we are too old.
Probably. Yeah. You're an old bloke, so you have got it completely wrong. Completely wrong.
But I just like the whole... I like the sound of it. I like the whole approach of the song. I liked it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was just... It just sounded like a little mini statement, wasn't it? It was like a minute statement about something.
Yeah.
and then they're off to the next thing.
And no repeats, like which is always
no
always
repeats.
A good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So Illuminati.
Fantastic.
Illuminati hotties.
Illuminati.
There we go. Look out for more stuff by them. You can. It says here on Bandcamp, buy the full digital album, which is one track, for $1.
Okay, how much? For $1.
$1.
I like
a dollar
it.
Per, so a cent per
yeah.
second,
yeah.
virtually.
Yeah. Or more. You can pay more if you want.
Okay.
Let's go on to the...
It's not on cassettes, then? Not on cassette?
It seems to be digital only, as far as I can see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Missing a gap in the market there.
You'd need a really tiny little cassette, wouldn't you, for 1 minute song?
Yeah. That's what I was imagining.
Yeah. A C2. Shall we go on to the third and final song of this show? Okay.
Yes.
So we've got Romero.
Okay.
And Honey. Well, that was Romero, Honey, another Australian group.
It's just Australia,
they just keep on coming, don't they?
And yeah. Oh, and another female fronted.
Yeah.
Band. That's three. Yeah. We all pick three female fronted. Yeah. Things.
And as it says on their Bandcamp page, it fucking rips. Someone said.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
It does rip.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the voice of negativity here.
Really?
Yeah, right. I am. No, I am. There's things I really liked about it, and I thought it was a really great song. But I fully expect to be cancelled for what I'm about to say. I couldn't cope with the distortion on the vocal. I couldn't cope with it, and it just reminded me so much of the Strokes. The exact same sort of vocal effect that's on a lot of the Stroke records, the first one particularly.
And it just back to the Strokes, aren't we?
It's incredible.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of mentions of power.
I was going to mention that Strokes thing. I think it's
really
that
like
sort
Strokes.
Of rhythm guitar that's high up the guitar. I like it, though.
I really need to listen.
I think
to the
you do.
At some point.
Yeah, it'll destroy a lot of music.
I've no fucking clue what you're talking about. Strokes, but whatever.
There was a lot of the Strokes in that. A lot of the sort of compositional
some
stuff.
Some shades of Blondie in there as well with some of the.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The guitar.
I really like that.
I
like that guitar riff at the beginning. It's reminded me of like Eddie and the Hot Rods or something like that. You know, like 70s.
Yeah.
Like
reminded me of. What's the song? Dreaming, Blondie.
Yes.
But it was great. I can imagine it. All the young people flocking to the dance floor at the indie disco on that one. That's it'd be a hit.
Didn't anyone think? I felt that middle section was a bit flabby.
Wow. Well, I don't know what the fucking hell you're talking about, mate. I don't because I don't think there will be a better 7-inch record.
I'm amazed
this year.
I'm amazed.
I don't see what you could take away or add to that song that would have made it any better. It was all the individual parts I thought were amazing.
Right.
The bass line was just really fucking smart. It didn't follow the root notes. It was doing its own thing. I like the bit on the verse where the bass doesn't play on the start of the verse and then it just comes in and kind of slides around a bit. Love a bit of floor tom. And I loved the distortion on the vocal.
Right.
I thought that was great.
Okay.
That didn't bother me at all. I thought that was, lots of bands do that just to like even out the compression or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the other track on there, I think, has the same effect on the other side. But I thought her voice was just stunning, like incredible voice.
I thought it'd be better if you took the distortion off. I mean, I think that I think it's a cheating way of creating like energy in on a vocal, and and I think
fair
once you
point.
Add compression onto it, it becomes really, really kind of, I don't know, ear hurtingly shrill. But that could be just my aging ears.
So says the bloke who used to record on a fucking cassette dictaphone.
I always get it thrown back in my face, don't I? it's just like anything that we listen to. It's just, if there's a production choice that you, for particularly for people that listen to music with probably the intensity that we do.
Yeah.
It's a production choice that you don't like. It tends to ruin it. I think it was a great song. I can't say anything. I thought it was a very well written song, very melodically, you know, had all the classic moves. I thought it wasn't, because I was reading all the stuff on Bandcamp, the sort of like people are raving about it, and
I was wondering because I'm quite happy with the distortion on the vocals.
Okay.
I was wondering if they removed the vocals, she might be revealed to be Gwen Stefani. Sounded a bit like her.
Oh really?
Oh.
Okay.
So maybe that's what's going on. Yeah. Maybe they are trying to mask the identity of the
singer.
That's
it. Yeah.
I can pretty much guarantee that I'll be the only person that will be bothered by this.
Yeah. Well, if
we've dedicated a lot of time to that.
If they're listening to the show, they can write in to either confirm or deny that rumor. Anyway, there we are.
Okay, right. Okay, then.
Right.
The rumor you just started. Right.
So there we go. That was.
Sorry. I meant. Yeah, I just meant to add a little aside to that band, because David Brogan, the Brogues.
Oh, the Brogues.
The Brogues.
Not unloved.
Big up the Brogues. Mm-hmm. Big up the Brogues. He actually was the person that turned me onto that.
All right.
He said, I think you'll like this. Oh, you should. Oh, it's here's your chance to do a quick accent, Richard. He said, I think you'll like this, Stuart. You should check it out.
Ugh. No, I'm not gonna go with that. I'm worried about being cancelled as it is.
Just a little comment that was out in February. That's ancient.
Oh, it's too old.
Too old.
Yeah. Well,
far too old. It's past it.
Well, may I just also add that it actually only recently arrived on the shores of the United States. Although it, you know, they do that, don't they? They release things digitally, and then it was probably on a boat and got stuck in COVID hell for the last 5 months.
So you have a physical copy of it then?
I ordered one. Yep. It's still on its way.
It hasn't turned up yet.
It's still not here.
Well, I'm sorry, kids. Yep. It looks like it's sold out now. Looks like on the Bandcamp page. So, yeah. Anyway, you can still enjoy that online, at least.
Wonderful.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's it. Three songs already.
All done.
Already.
Snappy.
Yep. That's in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So
good.
Right. Let's.
Well, that's good because we banged on a bit last time, didn't we? So it's good we trimmed the fat this time. Yeah.
Let's go straight on to our scores for that. Are we carrying on doing scores? Aren't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So I think it's good selection this week. This episode.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's going to be hard to. Ooh, it's going to be close, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
I think so.
So we started with, forgotten the name. Tybalt.
Tybalt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thibault. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whatever. I like
Tricky.
That.
Tricky.
Right.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
I'm kind of, I feel a bit stuck in that 7.5 zone.
That's I'm
I can't break
there.
Out of it. No. I'm gonna stay in that zone for that song and give it a 7.
I can't break out of it. I'm just resigned to it.
I'm gonna give it 7.5. That's always a safe start, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go similar, 7.25.
Right, okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's just better than a 7.
Crikey. I'm going to go 7.5 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so that's 22.25
All right.
In total. And then we had Illuminati Hotties. That was good. I'm going to go up.
Yeah.
To...
Jeez.
8.
Wow.
Christ on the bike.
God, I'm struggling. Because it's hard sometimes to judge something that,
is so short.
It's so short, yeah. Well, that's one of the things. I'm going to give it 6.75.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Mm. Well, I think I'm going to give it a 7.33 because I think it was good, but it's not quite there.
Could do better.
A few years.
Could do better.
Well, not even that. It's just I don't know much about that band. My assumption is that they're gonna
go on to
do great things.
It's hard to judge on 1:05 or whatever it was.
So by my calculations, they got 22.08. Making this hard for me. Okay. And was it Romero? Was the last one, wasn't it?
Romero,
From Melbourne, is that? Uh-huh. Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, indeed.
I like that too. I'll give that an 8 too. I'll give it an 8.
Wow.
Yes.
I wanted to like it more than I liked it. It's a 6.5.
Right.
Crikey! Wow, harsh.
Hello.
Well, I'm gonna stagger you both here. Mm. I'm gonna give it a 9.
No, ooh. Can't believe
yes,
it.
I know.
Nine. Just can't. Believe
I know.
It.
I honestly can't imagine two songs being committed to a 45 single that would actually move me more than those two currently are doing.
I thought you were going.
I know.
I thought you were going to go all the way for a minute there.
I know. I was really, really expecting it.
Oh, yeah, oh, should I? Hey, can well, I? No, no. Can I rewrite?
It can never happen.
No, it can't happen.
Shut the show down.
There's always got to be some headroom, hasn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, are you happy to stick with
maybe
nine?
So. Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. You,
well,
yeah. Sure.
It means that this week's winners are Romero with 23.5, but it's very, very close.
Close though, wasn't it?
It was very close. Yeah. Very close.
I was close.
So well done to all of you.
I think everyone deserves a prize.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Have you got anything else in your
the hole punch?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Romero.
Yeah, look at that.
Send them all over.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.